Chapter 10, A Letter from Home. Dear Princess Celestia, by now you've likely had word from the Royal Guard about the Carcinus entering Canterlot's borders, but I assure you that there is no cause for alarm. Some of the citizens panicked when they saw a 20-foot-tall crab walking toward the castle. That's all. Princess Luna and I have the situation completely under control. She knows the Carcinus and is currently escorting him back to Horseshoe Bay. I have studied these creatures extensively in many books, but I had to go to the library and refresh my knowledge on the subject. It is generally understood that despite their intimidating appearance, Carcinus are quite gentle creatures. However, they do tend to get surly when ignored, which is exactly what happened in this case. The Carcinus was upset over some ponies that built new cottages right next to his cave on the beach, and he tried to befriend them. Since Carcinus don't speak pony, they thought he was attacking. Princess Luna is going to set it all straight, and I am going to stay here and watch over Canterlot. Since the Unicorn Academy students had finished their exams for the moon and were just awaiting their results, I treated some of them to a reading from Star Swirl's Seven Principles of Unicorn Magic, 3rd edition, including some of the hoof notes. I think they really enjoyed it. I also assigned them a solid summer reading list. You still do those, right? That was always my favorite part of school. Hope everything is going well out there in Monocult. Sincerely, still, your faithful student, Princess Twilight Sparkle. Princess Celestia used her magic to close the scroll, placing it on the desk next to the reports from the Royal Guard and the Mayor of Horseshoe Bay. Each of the messages had been different in tone. The Mayor's report was panicky, and the Royal Guard's report was rife with subtle requests for Celestia to return to Canterlot. But the one from her fellow princess was calm. She'd read Twilight Sparkle's letter 3 times and still couldn't find anything in it to show that Equestria was truly in danger. If Luna was going to solve the Carcinus issue, then Equestria was in good hooves. Her younger sister had always had a special talent for talking with animals. Back when the two of them had first become princesses, Luna had even befriended a manticore named Melvin, as well as helped to solve the griffin disagreement. Celestia theorized that it was Luna's ability to speak to ponies through dreams that had helped her to learn how to communicate in unconventional methods. She just saw things in a new way. A different light. Princess Celestia gazed out the window of her lush guest quarters at the Monocult Magic Academy. The moon hung high in the sky, bright as ever. Everything is fine, right, Luna? She wondered. Or shall I go back to Equestria? A soft knock came at the door, interrupting Celestia's troubled thoughts. When she opened it, no pony was there. But on the floor, there was a shiny red apple. Celestia used her magic to pick it up and saw that there was a tiny note attached. In messy hoof writing, it said, "Dear Princess Celestia, look, I did the apple spell you showed me on your first day. You are the best teacher ever. Love, Rainy Air." Princess Celestia caught her reflection staring back at her on the surface of the apple. She hadn't even realized she was smiling so wide. That settled it. There were still lessons being learned here in Monocult, and she was going to be the one to teach them. Canterlot could wait just a little longer.